Hey, what's up? This is the Path to Stardom podcast, Amisa DB, where we grow our fan base from 0 to 1,000 fans. Thanks to everyone who has been listening. This is tip 71. Today's tip of the day has to do with live streaming. Live streaming is becoming huge. Twitch is a great platform for live streaming to start your show, to do gaming, and talk to your fans at the same time. But any sort of live streaming is awesome. Whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Instagram, live stream is the next way to get your fans to interact with you. One, you can perform your songs on there. You can see in real time if people are messing with your music. You go there, you put 3 or 4 songs, you let people listen, you interact with them. It's basically your own listening party. So live streams are cool for that. And live streams are also cool because fans get to see a personal side of you, a side of you talking, a side of you where they just find out little things about you that make you more human. Because again, people want a leader. But nowadays, they want to see all different aspects of that leader. So if you can talk to them, not just through music, but through live stream, that's also going to be very, very, very powerful. One other thing that many artists are doing live stream shows. So basically, people pay or you can make it for free. But if you want to get paid, why not? And you sell tickets for that, maybe even keep it cheap at $5. Some people who have more of a fan base that are diehard fans, $20 to make it more personal. Anyways, the price is up to you. But you make your own concert. You perform maybe 10 of your favorite songs ever. Talk to your fans in between them. Ask their questions. It's like being at a concert, but more personal because you get to talk to the fans by answering their questions. And those are things that really make the interaction between you and them just so special. And that's why whenever you put out things in the future, they're going to comment on it. They're going to share it. They're going to consume it because they're into you, because you interact with them in all these different ways. So definitely be thinking about doing live streaming on any platform, whether it's Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. There's a really great app called StreamYard, and StreamYard allows you to be on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram all at the same time. So that's a really, really cool resource. So just a quick recap of the tip of the day. Definitely make sure that you're utilizing live streams. Talk to your fans on a more personal way. Use it as a way for you to understand what kind of music that people are liking from you, and use it as a way just to connect. So thanks for listening. And today's Chinese word of the day is 鸡蛋. 鸡蛋 is egg because I love eggs. So anyways, talk soon.